Hello. This is a joint work with Boeing Yang at Taiwan, and I'm from University of Cincinnati. At this moment, I'm visiting Technical University of Darmstadt. This talk will consist of four parts. I first give a general introduction, then I talk about general multivariate hash, and then I talk about special implementations, and I'll end up with a conclusion. So for the case of a hash function, the situation is quite interesting in the sense that it is a well-circulated joke that hash functions are the only common cryptological primitives that are getting slower as chips evolve. So if you think from the point of view of the structure of mathematics, I think the construction of the hash functions is in some way an area of art, which means the design of the system is based on very complicated procedures, and the security of the system is very difficult to study from the theoretical point of view. Of course, here I would like to mention the work by Wang et cetera on the collision of some of the well-known standard hash functions like SHA-1 and MD5. Okay? And because of the design of the hash function, I think even the attacks of Wang is not well understood at this moment. People are still trying to analyze the methods she used. For example, recently there's some work by some Japanese skipper, et cetera, on using global basis analyzing what is going on with her attack. So, of course, one direction is look for provable secure hash functions whose security relies on well-understood hard computational problems. For example, one of the ideas using ISA moduli. But this idea has a problem because someone has to design this, have to come up with the ISA moduli we have to use, which, of course, makes people feel uneasy. And a new solution or a different solution is the LASH recently proposed. And some other similar ideas. And this kind of hash tend to be slower. Although, I mean, they have the claim, or they seem to have this property of a provable security. So in this formulation, the designer seeks the reduction of security of those compression functions to some other intractable problems. So here we propose our own version, which is based on multivariate quadratic problems, and study how well it works. So now I talk about the origin of the idea and our motivation. So the origin of AI is coming from multivariate public key crypto systems. So what is a multivariate public key crypto system? This is a crypto system which based on multivariate functions of a finite field instead of a single variable function. So the cipher or the public key is usually given as a map, which is from k to the n to k to the m. And if you write down internal formula, these are given by m multivariate polynomials with n variables. So here I call this map g, x1 to xn, and it has m components. So this is just a polynomial of a finite field. So encryption is very easy. What do you do? So given the plain text m, which consists of n components, x1 prime to xn prime, what do? You just calculate the value of this polynomial at this point. So the evaluation of the value of the polynomial is just the encryption process. And the decryption process becomes quite different. The decryption process depends on the hidden structure of the public key, namely the secret key. So one can invent the map to find the plain text, x1 prime to xn prime. So decryption relies on the hidden structure of the public key. So that's the basic idea. Similarly, you can do signature scheme. And for example, if you have a document y1 prime to yn prime, and if you have signature x1 prime to xn prime, to verify, you just plug them into your polynomial, your public key, to check indeed if the value at this point of the signature is indeed equal to the value of the document or the hash of the document. So similarly, in order to sign, one must find the solution of the equation above. So from point of view of cryptanalysis, or from point of view of attack, we know the public keys are known, which means this function g1 x1 to xn and gm x1 to xn are known. And from the assumption of the public key crypto system, we also know the ciphertext, y1 prime to ry1 prime. In general, we assume we can get it as well. So you have the public key, you know the ciphertext, and you know the following equation is valid for the plain text. Therefore, if you can solve this equation, you can find the plain text, and you defeat the system. So the direct attack is just to solve this set of polynomial equations, gx1 to xn equal to y1 prime to y1 ym prime. So you would like to ask me why this thing is secure. The security foundation is relying on the following theory in complexity theory, which is solving a set of n randomly chosen quadratic equations. So here I would like to emphasize by quadratic, more or less you just need to be nonlinear. Okay? N equations with n variables of a finite field is NP complete. Okay, so this is what we know. So now I would like to mention that what is the MQ problem. MQ basically you have a system of multivariate quadratic polynomials, P1 all the way to Pm equal to 0 of a finite field. And solving this set of equations is the MQ problem, multivariate quadratic problem. And at this moment, we believe this problem is hard on average. So then, which is why we believe the equation above was difficult to solve if the design is correct. So this is the origin of the idea. So at this moment, all the constructions of the multivariate public key criticisms are quadratic constructions. And you would ask me why don't you use other degree, for example, higher degree like third degree or fourth degree polynomial. And reason is very simple. I mean, you have the public key which are polynomials. If the degree is high, then the public key size will be very large. Therefore, the whole computation will be very slow. On the other hand, from a mathematical point of view, we know any high degree equation can be reduced to quadratic equations. For example, if you have this equation x third equal to x, which is exactly equal to the following equation. Sorry, there's one extra zero here, which is x squared equal to y and xy equal to 1. So any high degree equation can be reduced to quadratic equations. Therefore, if we can put things over on the level of quadratic equations, we'd like to do that. For the multivariate public crypto system, we claim the following potentials. First, by now, we have not yet seen a quantum computer can be used to attack them efficiently. So this belongs to the category of what is so-called post-quantum cryptography, where one tries to build crypto systems, public key systems, which can potentially resist quantum computer attack. We also think that there's a potential to build a much more efficient public key crypto system. For example, there's some work done in Taiwan, what they try to implement some of the multivariate public key signature system on passive RFIDs. So this is the motivation. At this moment, I will just want to mention a few names. For example, S-Flash, which is one of the multivariate public key signature system, which was accepted by NESI as one of the security standards for low-cost smart cards, and also Quartz, which is also an acceptance from NESI for short signature. There are just other names. So for example, PMI+, internal HFE standard for encryption, and also Rainbow TTS TMC for signatures. So this is what we know about multivariate public key system. And in design multivariable public key system, we have the following assumption, the general assumption, which is coming from the NP completeness of the MQ problem. So we assume that in the case of MQ problem, if n equal to m, which means in the case of n equations, n variables, we expect to solve this problem is exponential in terms of m. And also we believe if we choose the quadratic coefficients of the PI randomly, then we expect this MQ problem is exponential. So here, by quadratic, I only mentioned here is the quadratic part, which means, if we have a quadratic polynomial which includes both quadratic part and linear part, we don't really care so much about the linear part. What we care about is the quadratic part. We want the coefficients of the quadratic part of the polynomials are randomly chosen, or they have similar behaviors. Or you can even make a more general assumption, which is, as long as the number of the equations and the number of variables have a fixed ratio, okay? And then we also assume in this case, this problem is exponential in terms of n as n goes to infinity. So this is what we call assumption one and assumption two. So based on this, we would like to build some hash functions. So in this case, our one-way function is given by the following functions, which is f x1 to xn, given by n components, f1, x1 to xn, and fm, x1 to xn. Okay? Those are functions, quadratic functions over GFQ, which is a finite field with Q elements. And we assume all the coefficients, all the quadratic coefficients, are randomly chosen for f1 to fm. And we also, in this case, we would like to choose m over n equal to 1/2, which means the number of variables is twice the number of equations. So in this case, there's compression. You compress into the half of the size. You have input of size n, you have output of size half of n. Okay? So this we use this as a compressor in the Merkle and Damgard iterator compression hash functions. So we of course assume here n is an even number. So this is it. This is the compression function. Okay, the compression function consists of half n quadratic polynomials with n variables. And the compression is given by calculating the value of this polynomial. And here, I want to emphasize again, the key trick is that we want all the coefficients of those quadratic polynomials are randomly chosen. That's all. So this is a compression function. And then we want to show that, theoretically speaking, they are kind of secure. That's what we want to show. Okay? So the claim one is that with m equal to half n and a randomly chosen function, yes? And then it's impossible to invert f. Yeah, we cannot invert f. Okay, so that means we have. So suppose we know. Suppose we are given the values of y1 prime to y and half m prime. And then I want to know if it's indeed impossible to invert this function. Yeah, which means I want to find a solution of the equation given here. So we have what? In this case, again, we have n variables and half n equations. Okay. So of course here I can assume what? I can assume I already know the value of the last n variables. Let me assume that. Yeah? And so then I can plug in this last half n variables value into the equation. And those values I call x prime n half n plus 1 to x prime n. So I just plug in the equation. Then I derive an equation with what? Half n variables and half n equations. And you will ask me why it's hard to solve. And as we know, when you evaluate those last half n variables, and this process has nothing to do with the quadratic part of the first half n variables. They remain stay the same. So if those coefficients are randomly chosen, then this equation you derive still should be viewed as a random equation. And this equation is still hard to solve. Because this is the case of a half n variables, half n equations. So if with assumption A1, we know this should be secure. You cannot invert it. So this is the basic idea. Okay? Yeah? So we start with half n equations, n variables. Then we can just randomly evaluate the last half of the variables. And you look at the equation again. Are those equations indeed random? But because we know when you evaluate again those values, the quadratic part of x1 to x half n does not change. If they are randomly chosen, they still remain to be randomly chosen. So this is claim one. This claim one tells us that it is impossible to invert the hash. Okay? Then let me make a claim two. This claim two will be used to claim to talk about the collision free. So let's assume A1, which means let's assume you have n equation over n variable. If the coefficient if the quadratic coefficients are randomly chosen, then the solving MQ problem is exponential. Let's assume that. Okay? Now we're dealing with another problem, the MQ problem. In this case, let's assume m over n is bigger than 1, which means let's assume if I have more equations than variables, but not more than twice the number of variables. Okay? I want to show solving this problem is impossible in polynomial time. I want to show that. Okay? And this is also easy to show. Okay? We can only have to deal with this case when m equal to 2n, which means we have to deal with the case there are 2n equations and n variables. You would ask me why this is difficult to solve. The reason is very simple. And suppose you have n equations and n variables. Yeah, suppose you are allowed to guess square root of n of the square root of n values, which means suppose you can give what? The values of square root of n variables. And then we should realize that if you're allowed to do that, then it's equivalent to amend n equations to the system. Because if you have a square root of n variables, you can produce n new equations, you can add them. And this is difficult to solve. because it's coming from NN, and you allow only get square root of N of variables. So this shows that this problem is also hard to solve, which means it's impossible to be polynomial. So from this, I want to claim that the design hash is collision-free. Why is that? So in order to say it's collision-free, let me write this equation differently, which means I write the f in the form of fxy. X is the first half of the variables, y are the second half of the variables. And in order to be collision-free, which means I do not know how to solve this following equation, fx1, y1 equal to fx2, y2. Yeah? So in this case, you should see that this equation has what? If you consider what we have 2n variables and half n equations. Yes? So, I mean, from mathematics, we know you're allowed to randomly give a value of 3/2 of n of the variables. You can get 3/2. Okay? So after you get 3/2, so, and when you get 3/2, it means you have get part of them from the first one, get part of them from the second one. Because, and afterwards, we have only half n variables. But we should know if this is the case, that means one of them will have still what? At least a quarter of n variables. Let's assume it's the first one. Okay? Which means the first one have at least a quarter of n variables. And furthermore, we can assume that the other half, the value are known. All of them known. Which means the rest of the n variables, the value are known. Then in this case, you will have equations of case what? Half n variables, of a quarter of n variables, and half n what? Equations. And which is coming from the previous, from claim two, I know what, this should be difficult to solve. Therefore, this is impossible. So this claims what? This system is collision free. So that's the basic idea. Okay, this, of course, this is not really a proof. It's more like argument why this is. Okay, so that's it. This is the design. So the key point is that the compression function is given by this, yeah, half n randomly chosen quadratic polynomials with n variables. You compress 2n to n, and with that you can design the hash function using that, using iteration process. Okay, so this is the basic design. Okay. Of course, this, as I said, again, this is more argument, not a rigorous proof. We would like to prove it, but we don't know how to do that at this moment. And now you will ask me, if you want to use it for practical purpose, what are the parameters you would like to give? Yeah, from the study of the multivariate public key cryptosystem, we know at this moment, if you have 20 equations with 20 variables over GF 2 to the 256, which means 2 to the 8, then what we know now, the composition complexity roughly should be 2 to the 80. So the lowest, so if you use the finite field to be the of the size 2 to the 8, then you should at least have what? 40 variables, 20 equations. Okay? And if you increase to 24, which means in this case I have 48 variables, 24 equations, and if you want to compress from 48 to 24, then it's okay. Then the security level is at the 2 to the 91. Because we know if you have to solve a randomly chosen quadratic equation with 24 variables, 24 equations, the complexity is roughly 2 to the 91. Okay? So, we did some sample implementations. And so if you want to have a 160-bit hash, what we would like to do is 40 variables, 20 equations. And the speed is roughly 5,400 cycles per byte. Okay? So, and in the case if you want using smaller field, which is the size of 2 to the 4, half a byte, then you need 80 variables, 40 equations. And this is actually much slower. And if you want to do 256-bit hash, like SHA-2, and in this case, you should choose what? In one case, you should choose 32 variables, 16 equations over GF 2 to the 16. Or 64 variables, 32 equations of GF 2 to the 8, and so on. And the speed is given also here. I would like to mention a little bit about the implementation here. as I said, I wanted to choose the coefficients of those polynomials to be random. How do you choose it to be truly random? So our suggestion is very simple. You pick a pi, you look at a pi expansion, digit expansion, and you randomly pick a bit. Afterwards, you look at its expansion, binary expansion. Okay, this is what we did. Okay, so we know the diffusion, because it's a transcendental number, we know the diffusion of the digits should be random. And then, in the case of, so we have to, in calculating the hash value, we need to evaluate the polynomials. So what we do here is what? If the field is small, for example, GF2 to the 4th or GF2 to the 8th, what we do is we implement into the table. Okay? And in the case of GF2 to the 16, we use this Karat-Sebar multiplication over GF2 to the 8 to do that. Okay? So all the values given earlier are using those tricks we derived. Yep? So this is the general construction. And you can see this is very slow. This is very slow. Yeah? This is very slow. So we would like to make it faster. So, we would like to make it faster. So we propose some special constructions. There are two ideas basically we're proposing at this moment. The first one is the sparse polynomials, which means instead of choosing all coefficients randomly, we only choose what? Certain percentage of it. Yeah, not all of them. Yeah? And so, of course, if you want this to be secure, you have the following assumption, which means the ratio, when the ratio of the number of equations of variables what? Is fixed, then this thing has to be what? The ratio of the number of non-zero terms is fixed. Then this has to be secure, and we don't know how to prove that. But nevertheless, we will try that. So the key problems are the following. First, how many terms we can choose such that it can be fast? Yeah, second is, how do we choose the sparse terms? Yeah? So the suggestion is a fixed percentage. And how do we choose which term we will choose to be non-zero? Of course, we want to be random. So that's the basic idea. Okay? And because the practical implementation, so we want this ratio to be what? At least, at the most, 1 over 6. Otherwise, it does not make sense. It will not speed things up. Okay? And in the example we did, we choose about 30%, 3% of the coefficients are non-zero, 3%, very small percentage. And so give an example is if you have 40 variable quadratic forms, then we choose about 30 terms. Okay, so this is what we did. And in this case, we did some experiments, and in this case, the speed is a bit better. Yeah, in the case of 40 variables, 20 equations, and then the speed is about 450 cycles per byte. Okay, so this is the sparse case. And if you want to do the 256-bit hash, and then this is the speed we achieved. Of course, we cannot prove it's secure anymore, because we do not know. But actually, the problem is not that we don't know if the sparse polynomials are difficult to solve. Actually, the sparse polynomials are difficult to solve. By experiment, we can see that. The problem is the reduction will not work. When you do evaluation, then so all the so-called proofs we did before could not be performed here. So this is the problem. And then we propose a second trick. Okay, this is called a sparse composition factors. So this idea also coming from multivariate public crypto systems. So the basic idea is that if you have a quadratic map, and you can rewrite the quadratic map in the following way, which is F composed by L, where F is called a standard form. Because any quadratic form more or less has a standard form. Yet through a change of basis, you can change it to a standard form. And then what? What we want to choose is to F to be a standard form and L to be sparse, which means the composition factor, the linear composition factor be sparse. Okay? One of the standard form is the following I give here, F1 X1 to Xn, which is from. So here, of course, I assume n is what? N is even. Also, I assume this is over characteristic 2. And then this is one of the standard forms. And this is one of the typical standard forms. So you have n variables, and this equation only what? This quadratic equation only this quadratic polynomial has only half n terms. It's basically pairing. X1 pair with X2, X3 pair with X4. And this polynomial is very easy to calculate. Okay. So what is the basic idea? The basic idea is that for mathematics, no, if you choose a finite field of characteristic 2, then the quadratic form can be written, there's a linear transformation. Then the quadratic form can be changed into the following. And three parts. The first part is basically like what we wrote. It's x paired with y. And the second part consists of some of the square terms. And the third part basically is the ones which vanished. Okay, so this is the general form. And if you want it to be, if you want the quadratic form to be non-degenerate, then the last part has to be gone, which means the d here has to be zero. Okay, so, and what we suggest, of course, is to use the standard form which I wrote earlier in the following way. And the reason we could do this is because we know given any quadratic functions, we can write them in the following form, which means a standard form composed by a linear function. Okay, and then our trick is very simple. We'll choose this f, what I wrote here, okay, the standard form, which is coming from the pairing. And then what we do is the following, okay? You first write the function f1 x1, which is in the standard form, yeah? And then you compute, the second function is given by f1 composed by a randomly chosen l1, but it's sparse. In this case, we choose such that each row has three terms. And the third one, you choose and give them f composed by L2 and L1. And L2 is again what? Sparse. Because the composition of the linear functions after basically log n times, the matrix is no longer what? Sparse. But the computation speed remains the same because what? Each time when you calculate the value, you only have to calculate the standard value and the composition of the factors on the linear part. So the speed is pretty good still. And for us, this kind of equation much more resembles a random chosen quadratic equation. Of course, we cannot prove anything. And we did some implementations, and the speed is given by following. For example, in the case of the 160-bit hash, we have 40 if we have 40 variables, 20 equations, and then the speed is roughly 890 cycles per byte. Okay? So this is the basic design. Okay? And we put we believe this is actually the probably the right direction to pursue. And of course, from multivariate public equations, we know given quadratic equations, there are many different ways to attack. For example, the so-called mean rank and so on and so on. But all those attacks are based on the assumption that there are hidden structures in the public key. Okay, we do not know any other way besides a global basis attack to solve equations with randomly chosen coefficients. And also, even under the fastest global basis algorithm, F4F5, we also know now for this moment that the speed is exponential. So we don't know any, even for a multivariate public, we don't know any other way that could be used to attack. Of course, there are other special attacks. For example, this attack given by Courtois, Gobain, Meyer, and Tasia, which is the case where there are too many equations. There are too many variables compared to equations. And yet there are certain tricks you can play about it. But in our case, this is not so because the ratio is fixed. Yeah, the number of equations and the ratio of number of equations, number of variables is exactly 1/2. We want the fix to be like that. So we don't know any other known attacks which can be used to attack the system. So what is the main challenge facing us now? The main challenge is the case for the special implementation. How do you prove it's secure? And we have no idea. Okay, so roughly, we have two situations. One is secure, you can somehow prove something, and but it's too slow. Okay? And in the case of last case, in the sparse implementation, the speed is more or less like Lash. Okay? Comparable. Okay, so this is the situation. And then I want to present the conclusion. So we propose the idea of using multivariate quadratic functions to design hash functions. There are two categories, right? One is randomly chosen, which is slow, which you can somehow prove is secure in some sense. And secondly is a sparse construction, which is faster, but we don't know how to prove anything. Okay? And I would like to mention this. We just finished this work a week or two ago. And our work is mainly to point out a new direction in developing hash functions, whose security relies on clear hard problems, which is to solve motivated quadratic polynomial equations. And if you can solve the equations, you can defeat the system. Otherwise, you can't. So that's the basic idea. And this is the end of my talk. Thank you very much.
Hilbert's polynomial that show straight line program.
Say it again.
Instead of sparse polynomial.
Yes.
At lowest cost, you can use polynomial that show straight line program.
What do you mean?
Meaning that you can say iterate, or that you can use the polynomial value.
Ah, I see what you mean. Yes, we can do that too. Yes, I agree. And this is a good idea too. Yes, we consider a similar idea. But the problem is, even using that, you cannot prove in terms of security.
Well, but you can prove it.
Yes. I agree. It's a good idea. Yes. Yes. So yes, you can do that. Yes, I agree. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, there's that. Yeah, there are tricks you can. I mean, yes. Any tricks if you can. Yes. For example, you would ask me a question. Why do you choose quadratic? You don't have to choose quadratic. You can even choose you can choose the terms as well. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, this is just out of the basic idea we come up with. But this is a good idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you have more pairs of message and hash values, then does it help to solve the problem?
Say it again, you have?
If you have many pairs of message and hash values.
No, we don't. That doesn't help, no. We cannot say, we cannot see that it can, no. It does not, and as far as we can see, this does not leak. Unlike the lattice case, no. I mean, in principle, you can produce your own hash pairs as many as possible. But as far as we know, for example, from our experience in attack multivariate public key comparison, no, it doesn't tell you anything. Yeah, in the case if the coefficients of a quadratic coefficient are truly random, then no. Yeah, in some of the designs of multivariate public key systems, they use something called triangular structure, which means instead of everybody is random, what you have is something like this. Is they have a triangular structure, which means for example, suppose this is xn to x1. The first set of variables only evolve the variables from here to here. And the second of equation involves here to here, and so on. And in this case, yes, if you have such a triangular structure, and then yes, it is possible that if you have lots of pairs, you can tell the triangular structure from that. It is possible. But in general, this wouldn't happen in our case because that implies that if this occurs, that implies this mean rank problems, which means the random polynomial we choose have some kind of mean rank property. You can reduce the rank of the matrix, but normally it will never happen. The probability is nearly zero. It will never happen. Yes. Okay, thank you. Yes, you pick a pi. You pick a pi. I mean pi. You do it. No. It's a universal. It's public. You choose one. Once you choose effects. So our suggestion is pi. You pick a pi. You have the table's expression pi.
Yeah, but
because we want to be truly random.
But what's the difference?
No, if you're not careful, for example, it's possible. No, we don't. So in the case, it is possible. For multivariate problems, I can design the hash function. I can design one, which you cannot tell, but I can change the value. I can invert. I can do collision, and you cannot.
Oh, take the fundational chapters.
Yes, yeah, I can send trapdoors in the...
But how can people know? How can people give up?
So that's why.
No one has threat.
No, that's why. Yes, that's why we say we choose pi. You pick pi.
That one has to do.
Yes, yes. It doesn't matter actually. You starting where point doesn't matter. You pick pi then.
Yeah.
Then you know there's no probably no trapdoor. Yes.